Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, all together in our Odyssey Palace studios on a day we wish we weren't together. Tony was not supposed to come home today with the Padres. They were supposed to go elsewhere, like Milwaukee. As a matter of fact, Tony, have you canceled your dinner reservations in Milwaukee? You should be nice
yes,
enough
carnivores
to call them.
Is going to be like, where
right, they're
is
be
he?
Waiting for you on the table there.
It wasn't going to be until Saturday.
Oh,
anyway,
it wasn't going to be until Saturday.
I never actually made the reservation.
You never made the reservation. Okay. Well, just checking in. Just like
do they just
in
slam down like a uncooked slab of steak?
These are the steaks we have.
That's what I think of when I hear them. Name carnivores.
No, I don't know, man.
It's a very fancy.
I bet it's pretty.
It's not
good.
Really fancy, but it's good. Good.
We have some
good
pretty good steakhouses in town here.
Yeah, we do.
See, I'm a guy who can only eat the filet because I don't like eating off of
well,
the bone.
I'll be honest with you. The thing on a
that's
steakhouse.
That's just stupid. Sorry.
Scraby, you may have steak tastes, but you have a hamburger budget, so.
I don't even have a hamburger budget.
Yeah, exactly.
I got like less than a hamburger budget.
Scraby wants to apologize to all the Glyph fans out there.
Okay, so I was somewhat right, but someone came on here. Elizabeth was her name. Oh, she took away her message, so maybe that's not true.
I don't know what you're saying. You
wait, they retyped
this to
it.
Anybody?
All right. A glyph is iconography on Aztec temples. Thanks, internship at the Museum of Man, for that random piece
back
of knowledge.
And she went
man
back,
slash us.
She went back and added the last part because
yes.
I wasn't there the first time.
No, I wasn't there the first time, but yeah, there you go. It's
boom.
Iconography.
Iconography.
On Aztec temples, Chris.
Boom.
Awesome. That's what I like this one. If you're watching on the chat, the house. I don't know why.
Yeah, the animals.
I don't know why
the animals. The animals don't look,
one of my
they don't look scary
shirts.
Enough for me.
The other ones are a little.
But the
other two are kind of wigging me out. The house is okay.
Wigging me out. Those guys look like how they would have drawn them back in the day.
Oh, is that what
see.
It is?
Yeah, they're trying to. Yes, yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. I actually think the guy on the right, and if you're, I know we're not really showing anyone this, but you can find it in the San Diego Union Tribune or GoAztecs.com. The jaguar looks like a pig to me.
That's the first thing I thought.
I was like, wait, they got a pig?
How many pigs have spots on them like that?
Oh, I get that. I get that, but the ears make me think pig.
I don't know what you look at, but okay.
He's not the only one. I thought
you.
Pig.
You did?
I thought pig for a sec.
Thank you.
The other thing is, I don't know what that is. It's a beard, a bird, it's a plane, it's a...
It's wind.
Know.
It's
yeah.
A beard, a bird, or
give
plane?
Me the give me the house in the middle.
Yeah, that's the best one.
The house is the worst one. I don't even know the... Where do you enter said house?
Doesn't matter.
You just... It's a logo.
You take a nap on top of the roof.
On top. Okay.
Happy Hour is brought to you by Geo Pools. They are the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. GL Pools wants to say thank you to us, to Gwen and Chris and you, Scraby. Also, all the listeners, great Padre season for your year-round swimming pool needs. Call GL Pools. Mention the word radio. They'll get you a free month of pool service. You know, we did touch on this, and so let's start this with the 5 o'clock hour. No longer now can the Padres sell, I don't think, Tony. And I also want to get your take before I ask this question. 70-something sellouts this year. What a year by the fans.
Man.
And I wonder how many. I'm sure the players kind of, you know, as bad as they felt about losing, they felt some type of way of not being able to not come home and play one for the fans, I'm sure, you know, after the season that the fans gave them.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that was all part of the frustration that they felt knowing that the season was over.
Right.
But I must say, to our fans out here, they obviously have been incredible. I mean, set another record. What is this, back-to-back-to-back seasons of setting attendance?
I think so, yeah.
But I think what I find cool, because I'm traveling around a lot of places, I mean, San Diego travels well where we go.
There were some people there at Wrigley.
No doubt. But they are starting to, the folks out here are starting to develop a reputation in terms of creating a home field advantage here in San Diego. You know, we talk about it often here. But it's interesting that I'm now hearing that when we go to other places and they start talking about toughest venues to play in, you're starting to hear San Diego's names pop up a lot more. And that's a credit to the people here in San Diego who show up in droves and support this team. You know, they vent their frustration, so most certainly, but when you're supporting a team like that, that's kind of comes with it. And so
we also
kudos to the fans out there.
We wouldn't want it any other way. If you didn't care, then you wouldn't, you know.
That also means the team is good, too, because
we had many years where they didn't care because the team wasn't worth caring about.
It's if you're not good out here in San Diego, people will do something else.
I know.
And they have no problem doing something else. So shout out to the fans, man. You guys did an outstanding job this year.
And now,
very sad that it ended the way it did,
and to not get a home game was frustrating. All right, now that the fans have been thanked, now the fans are going to probably want a little more. And I think that's fair, right? The team has now been competitive for the last 6 years. They've been in the playoffs.
Yes,
the other 2 years they were in the hunt. So it's been 6 great years in that regard. But I don't think you can say next year, hey, we just kind of want. But how do you put a team together, in a sense, to like guarantee you're going to win in the playoffs?
You don't.
It's almost impossible to do.
You don't. You can't. It can't happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think everybody has to acknowledge that payroll may not be allowed to move up. You know, I mean, there's still a lot of business that is not, we don't know when the outcome of it's going to get done. Like, I mean, there's a lawsuit that they're dealing with. And that could have a major impact on what happens moving forward. And that's why, you know, I think, again, we kind of hit on it. Having a GM that is creative when you are in a time like this is valuable. But that's the tough part is this team is mainly already set in terms of, we kind of went over the roster in terms of who's going to be in the starting lineup. You certainly may have a spot at first base open to address the power needs that this team seemingly needs. But who's out there? I don't know who the first basemen are.
Well, we know Pete Alonso is available, but he's going to be pretty expensive.
I mean, those guys are going to
be. So is Schwarber. Yeah, Scraby and I are dreaming.
Until we know exactly what payroll or what at least the idea of, are we adding? Are we want to stay where they are? Are they going lower? That'll kind of answer the question of whether Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber is in play. Of course, you could move some money and a contract and maybe be able to replace somebody else with that, but you're not moving Manny.
Here are some of the Josh Naylor, free agent.
Maybe
he's
so.
He's making 14.2 this year. Paul Goldschmidt, he might be a little bit too...
A little long-toothed.
Thank you for being nice. Wilmer Flores is also long-toothed.
Thank you for not calling somebody long-toothed. Who's like 36 years old old.
No, not going to say that.
Ryan O'Hearn, that's the guy.
Yeah.
You think it'll be O'Hearn?
I mean, he... From a money standpoint, I mean, you said Naylor's making 14?
14.2.
He's going to make more this year. He has an end of free agency.
Yes. They're predicting that Ryan O'Hearn, SpotTrack is predicting that he makes $11 or $12 million, which we can't really know if that's the price, but...
If that's the price...
Do it.
that sounds
and
like...
And Hosmer's money off the books.
That's also a good thing, right?
$13 million, I think it was, or was it more?
I'm not sure.
I tried to forget about him.
But yeah, I mean, that's the tough part, is...
You got to do it all within some parameters,
right?
It is unfortunately
that one time that we experienced where it seemed like the cash flow was just it was open. I don't know that we get to see that again.
By the way,
anytime soon.
By the way, are we honestly going to bring Sammy Leavitt back? He has promised us the champagne flowing now for 4 years.
I tried to delete the commercial, but it keeps coming back up.
Wherever Sammy goes, the champagne flows. Not really.
It hasn't flowed here.
No flowing, Sam.
I mean, we've had some champagne
it's flown
celebrations.
A little bit. Yeah. But
I know.
But not the champagne we're talking
right,
about.
Right.
We love Sammy, and I hope he's getting at least one day off today.
Probably not.
Probably not. Probably. He'll be out somewhere doing something.
He's probably trying to go viral right now as we speak.
He's going to the U Darvish mural and doing something in front of it, probably. I don't know. That's what Sam
and
does.
And that is
what?
A wrap.
On
2025. Yeah. Oh. Is that what he said?
A couple years ago, he got very famous on TikTok because people started using his voice like celebrities.
I actually got asked about that in an interview in Chicago.
What?
Yeah. I don't know if it was on the interview or it was before we got on. He was like, hey, isn't the guy that had went viral for you, didn't he do your... He thought he was Jesse. I was like, no, that's not Jesse.
Oh.
That's Sam.
What?
Poor Jesse.
We haven't mentioned you to you yet, Tony.
Yeah.
He gave up two hits. He gave up a hit batter and then a soft single. And I think people are going to think that he just got obliterated in this game.
Yeah.
It was four batters.
He didn't get a chance to get obliterated.
He didn't get a chance to get obliterated. No. And people are saying, okay, that was the message. He's just kind of past it now. I was such a fan of him starting this game. I really was, and don't mind admitting it. I was wrong, fine, but I'll be wrong. I just, I really believe in this guy that he's still capable, but maybe he doesn't have it as often, to be the Yu Darvish that can, negotiate one of these games, because he did it only a couple of times this year.
I don't know that we have the answer to that. Only you knows where he's at health-wise, physically, in terms of pitching next year. I was hoping to get a chance to talk to him before he left today. I didn't get a chance because that might have been the last time we got a chance to see him pitch, if you think about it.
If he retires, that money on his contract goes away, right?
It's a little more complicated than that.
Okay.
I mean...
I just didn't know.
What is he...
Is he medically retiring?
It would seem to me that it would be retiring, not because he doesn't want to pitch anymore, because he can't really pitch the way that he needs to pitch.
Oh, so they could.
So,
okay.
It's a little more complicated than that. We'll see. Hopefully, he'll be able to one to make that decision. I think he's earned that right. And I think the Padres are more than willing to let him.
He actually gets a pay cut going into next year.
Yeah.
So he goes down, I think, by $5 million. So he's making 16, which is the going rate for a starting pitcher.
Let's just say for sure the starting lineup will, if at this moment, is much easier to predict than the
rotation.
The starting five.
Yeah.
All right, break time. More Gwen and Chris. Happy hour. And the season that ended too early. More discussion about it after traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
520 is the time, Chris, Tony, Scraby. Scraby's got the Chronicles returning to action.
I was not ready for the full schedule of seven. Chronicles.
Yeah, you get all Chronicle time tonight, an hour all by yourself. Tony and I'll be happy to leave you. Yes, get on out of here for the weekend. Aztec football tonight, Colorado State, 7:30 ball game. Couple of other things real quick. We mentioned the 49er. That was a nice win last night, Scrabe. Tony and I already did our NFL picks, so we have them, and we'll keep you up to date. I think it's still early in the season, but we did do our picks for the weekend. So suffice to say, we're keeping tabs on that. The WNBA, Scrabe and I have been talking about this a little, Tony, and I know you're a little more keeping an eye on it closer than a lot of people because you have three daughters. But the mess that is this thing with the commissioner now. Have you heard it? You've heard this, right? And what you said about Caitlin Clark and all the people coming out against it. And then you top that off with the referees and the coach of Minnesota, charging the court. And Scraby and I are like, God, is the WNBA not shooting itself in the foot a little bit here with so much, what'd you call it earlier, Scraby?
Oh, gosh, was this on or
off Jerry Springer type behavior.
Did you really say
that? Yeah, he did. He said pretty soon it's going to be like the Jerry Springer show.
Because when we were talking about the coach of the Lynx who got suspended.
Was this on or off the air?
Oh, yeah. That was on the air. Tony, did you see the coach lose her mind?
Yeah, I did.
And she get lost. Suspended?
She went a little cray-cray.
She did.
All right, so what are we going to do, Tony? I mean, they got the finals are tonight. I wish people were honestly talking about the kids that are playing in the finals.
Listen, the evidence doesn't support that people are feeling a way about it. Ticket sales, they've done more than they've ever done. I think this... If you want the league to be taken seriously, and listen, I saw the refereeing with my own eyes,
some of it's not good.
It's a lot. Well, I shouldn't say a lot because I only went to one game. The game I went to, the 3.5 quarters that I watched, me and Mark Mudcat Grant kept looking at each other like, oh my God.
Really?
That wasn't a foul.
Oh, wow.
It was that noticeable. And ironically, it was. I went to the Minnesota coach.
Right, yeah.
And she lost it that night, too, because, she had one player go off. I think her nose got broke. You had at the end of the third quarter, Skylar Diggins hit a shot, came down, and just MF'd the whole bench. Like, came down to their bench, MF'd their whole bench.
And nothing
referee
was done.
Didn't do anything. And so I understand. Now, the irony in this is that the thing that pissed everybody off, I didn't think it was a foul. Did you see the play?
Oh, where she stepped where in she and stepped cut the... In. No, I didn't think that was a foul either.
It wasn't a foul. I mean, they slowed it down. I mean, it sucked that she ended
there,
up
yeah.
Rolling her ankle as bad as she did, but they actually got that call right.
And that was one they got right
and
by
I didn't
accident,
watch,
probably.
Yeah, I didn't watch the entirety of that game, but I don't think there's nothing that needs to be done. I think... There's so much more coverage on just sports in general, specifically the WNBA, that it just seems like we're only talking about that. And at that point, there were no more games, right? We were still waiting for game one, which, as you said, took place tonight. And so I don't think it's as big of an issue as
I can speak a little to the WNBA officials only on this part. I've seen many of the games that I've watched the WNBA. Many of those officials work in the Mountain West Conference, Aztec women's games. And I don't think they're really good.
Like I watched. I feel like you've come in here complaining about the referees.
I sit courtside, and again, I'm not trying to say I'm better. Don't get me wrong. I do my thing. They're doing their thing. It's a different level. It's a different world. I can't say I'd walk in and do as well, but I think I would. I just they don't make great judgment calls. I miss there's just stuff. It's not they know the rules. They know all the procedures. They know all the things you're supposed to do. They don't judge whether it's a foul very good.
I think it's important because that leads to more hard fouls as the game goes
and
on.
Yes. And I'm not saying I've got every call right. There's probably some coaches listening right now going, Chris, this is really rich of you to be saying. But I think you have to at least, for the most part, have a pretty decent judge of whether it's a foul or not. And I'm looking at I know these names of the WNBA refs, and they all work in our
Mountain
league.
West.
So I don't know where you go, but they need to improve it because everyone's complaining about it.
Right.
It's not just maybe a problem.
Right.
It's a problem.
The other thing on that subject, I thought Caitlin Clark hit her comments out the park in terms of replying to what was said about may or may not have been said about her, right?
Yes.
As she talked about leadership.
The commissioner didn't deny
she
saying
didn't.
It.
She
so.
Certainly did. She said it was mischaracterized, I believe was the word
she
used.
Didn't deny it, that's the biggest tell for me is that she wasn't like, I never said that. It was mischaracterized.
Here's a couple of things that I think we should be mindful of. I thought Caitlin Clark hit it out of the ballpark. She said, leadership is about, being able to have a relationship. She didn't say good, a relationship with your counterparts, right? But the other thing to remember, and this is where I think they're going to have to get over the hump of. We often remind each other when Roger Goodell is doing something, he is paid by somebody.
They work for the
owners. They work for the owners.
Yeah,
so,
it's true.
And in this case, a lot of the owners are also NBA owners. Because a lot of those teams own the sister team of the WNBA.
Right.
And so, they're at a collective bargaining bypass right now, or they're getting ready to go into one. And I just hope they recognize that even though Kathy is the one, popping off and saying these things, until the owners of the league are tired of her working for them,
She's
going to keep working for them.
We'll see. I think there's so much pressure for her to step down that it could still happen.
This would be one of the
few times the players can win.
Let's real quick before we go to break on this. And you would know because you've been around a little bit longer. Can you remember a time in which owners have fired a commissioner
because the players wanted them to?
Because they thought how often does a commissioner get fired in general?
Commissioners do some of the dumbest things, but owners don't mind. No, you're right.
As long as the owners are making money, they do not care.
Guess who's not taking any of these barbs or having to deal with it?
The owners.
So that's why they pay the
commissioner.
It's also a nice diversion from the fact that they're not paying these kids enough money.
100%.
They're just not. People that say, the WNBA doesn't get the ratings and the same. Well, okay, but they are filling all the arenas pretty much now that they're playing in.
Yeah.
And they're doing it pretty darn as well as they can. I don't know that it has to go exactly with the money made with the money paid. Because if that's the case, then LeBron's making $100 gazillion. That means the team needs to be making $200 gazillion.
Right.
And I don't think they are.
Right.
So I would like to see these players make some more. Maybe they shouldn't be matching an NBA salary.
I don't even think that's what they're asking for.
But they're not
for.
Asking for that.
Yeah,
right.
So.
They're not. All right. Anyway, WNBA Finals tonight. If you're a fan of that, and I hope that a lot of you will be, watch these games or tape them. You're going to be surprised. some of the shots that Vegas made the other night in the overtime to advance to the final, I was like, man, they can play these kids. They really can.
They got pushed to the brink, too.
If you haven't watched it in 5 years and you say, well, the WNBA, they're not. No.
Oh, that's a completely different league than 5 years ago.
Like,
sure.
Way better.
I think they need to change the ball.
Change the ball, Scraby.
It's the white and orange. It kind of looks Harlem Globetrottery to me a little bit, like it's a gimmick.
Actually, game one is underway. That's why Scraby's commenting on it. 21-21 first quarter. Vegas, Phoenix, we'll take a break. We're going to go through a little more specifically some of these Padre contract situations and see what we should do before we're out of here at 6. 5:36. Chris, Tony, Scraby, happy to be with you and kind of starting the whole four-hour thing again. Monday, it'll be a little shorter because we'll have Monday Night Football. I believe it's the Chiefs and the, I say Jags, maybe?
Oh. So now that the...
It's not exactly the game of the year, no. But that's what's coming. I think it's Chiefs and Jags. I could be...
I have a question for you two Chief haters. Now that they went back to looking like the Chiefs again, are we getting back on the... NFL is...
Yeah, they're obviously getting the calls again.
It is Chiefs-Jaguars. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is Chiefs-Jaguars Monday.
I get to see Travis Hunter for the first time. I haven't watched a Jaguar
game. You're not missing much.
You're not going to see much.
He doesn't play.
I think he played 6 snaps on defense last time.
That's where I want to see him, is on, because that's apparently where he's doing his best work.
I think he should focus on the defensive side because he can cover.
I saw some clips of him locking up... who's the Texans' best wideout?
Nico Collins,
yeah.
He also made a pretty good catch against the 49ers over the middle, went up for it, but he needs to focus on one side of the ball. Yeah. And he's on my fantasy team.
There it is.
There's the rub.
Well, if he focuses on defense, then I'm dropping him.
You wouldn't be talking about it if he wasn't on your team. Anyway.
I can't drop him.
Broncos-Eagles, I think, is on the paper the best game of the Sunday, but it's not... Like, we don't have a totally marquee game this weekend. What did I want to get to? Before we go to some of these contract situations, I had...
You wanted to... Gosh, what did he say?
I don't know. There was something It was fun. It was going to be worthwhile, too. Hmm. I know. Buck Martinez.
He's the broadcaster for the color...
He's the Tony Gwynn Jr. of the Blue Jays.
Okay.
And I don't expect
I think
Tony
I'm the
Gwynn
Buck
Jr.
Martinez of the Padres yeah. is what I think it should go. He's older.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but for our purposes, he's the Tony Gwynn Jr. of them. Do you see Tony saying something like, you know, even a month ago, you know, the Brewers just aren't a very good team.
No.
Just in case we play them in the playoffs?
No.
Well, that's what Buck Martinez said about the Yankees about a month ago. He said, I don't care what their record is, the Yankees aren't a very good team. Aaron Boone.
Did he remember that?
Oh, yes. He got off the plane today and he said, I just want to let everybody know we got a pretty good team here. So
very Boone-like.
Very right Boone-like. There. I still am an Aaron Boone fan. I know
am too.
Some people don't like it. I think he's great for the game.
I've always been, even when he was working for ESPN, man, he's always been a solid dude.
He's a good dude. And he couldn't have got a better. I told Scraby earlier the two heroes yesterday in the other games were Dingler and Schlittler. It was quite a weird day.
That's tough.
Dingler and what was his name?
Schlittler.
You gotta be careful with
Schlittler. That's why I
you
asked again.
You gotta be careful with that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna just leave that one alone.
Yeah.
Because I have a tendency to.
Let me read something from the chat real quick.
All right.
From Clinton. I just wanted to say I appreciate you guys so much. I'm a longtime Padres fan, but only listened to the station starting this year. One day hearing Tony on this show disputing with Chris, which.
That happens.
It definitely happens. Like the. Wow. What was it? Now it just left my head. Never mind. I'm gonna
the slug.
I try to tell you guys, you can forget stuff now. Just wait. Just wait till you're my age. It's gonna happen all the time.
I know. You know what? Sometimes something happens to me in my daily life, and it's something I've made fun of Chris for, and I'm like, oh my god, he's right.
Yeah,
he's right.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Good. One day.
That's what you get. You shouldn't be making fun of Chris all the time.
That's okay.
Thank
Keeps
you.
Me on my toes.
I mean, He did like the house of the three Aztec logos.
I did too, though. What does that mean?
It's not the best one.
Well, Tony likes it too, so why aren't you giving him a hard time?
Yes, Grabe.
He likes it.
Because Tony is...
Tony's hip?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's no question about that. Tony's the only guy that can say the show's popping today. You and I have to say, the show's popping.
we're going to get popping sounding. Off here soon.
No, you don't. You don't have to do it that way.
All right, Scraby, go through.
Wait,
some
of, sorry. Oh, yeah. One last thing.
One more thing.
Talking about popping.
Yeah.
At the watch party at Park 101 Wednesday, Chris was tasked with going up in front of everyone and making a speech and giving away a prize. And he had this whole bit on the peas popping, and he kept popping his peas into the mic for everyone to hear.
It just came to me as I was up there.
You're like, peas are popping the Padres in postseason and playoffs.
For any broadcaster,
yes, it's
Pittsburgh
a nightmare.
The Pittsburgh Penguins are one of the tougher teams in all
or
the sports.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
Right. Tough not to.
Wait, did the Steelers not get the memo? They needed to pee. They
say, hey, we settled on the same color. All right, that's good enough.
It is tough to not pop the peas.
Yes.
All right, check traffic, and then let's do one final thing on the Padres roster stuff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I guess I'll just continue our conversation on the air, but Chris was telling me, because we're watching the replay of Schlittler.
That's a dangerous game you're playing, buddy.
I know, but he's in the eighth inning. He struck out 12, and it's incredible. It's incredible, Chris, that he went 12 strikeouts.
Well, it's his first game.
Big marvel.
First start in a postseason. The last guy to do anything even close to this was something like Don Newcomb.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Ooh, I didn't either.
A Yankee just went for a foul ball and Ryan fell
McMahon.
Over.
That was McMahon. He caught it, too.
Wow. That
did
was
he get the
good.
Out?
Yeah.
He flew into their dugout.
That was a flip if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
Yowzers.
That was crazy.
Okay.
Anyway,
Schlittler.
You could tell
interesting,
none of us saw
one
that
last
we
thing.
All reacted like
yeah.
it was the first time.
It was a great performance. You're right. It was the most strikeouts ever in a postseason debut. I think the last to come close to that was Don Newcomb or something like 70 years ago.
Nuke.
But you had a cool stat.
Well, the cool stat was that he played at Northeastern University, which is in Boston. And Northeastern played the Red Sox in one of those preseason games. A few years ago, he pitched against the Red Sox in that game.
Oh.
Last night he pitched against them again, and he did a little better.
Yes, he did.
All right, take us through some of the roster stuff, Scrape. Let's look at the Padres. One last right. thing here. By next week, it'll all, you know, not seem as dire and depressing. At least
say,
I hope.
All guests on 97.3 The Fan going forward, join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline facing criminal charges. Trust David P. Shapiro criminal defense attorneys helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Free agents for the Padres.
Well, let's go by position. I think it's easier to keep tabs on it. Let's start
you lead and I'll tell you.
I will. Let's start a catcher. Fermin is in, or is there any option?
No,
for me,
Fermin's in. He's pre-arbitration. He's here for the long haul.
Looking like the best defensive catcher in baseball.
He looks so good.
He's the everyday catcher next year, right?
Without question.
Okay. Diaz is a
mutual option. So meaning both sides have to opt in on $7 million.
Seems like they could find somebody cheaper who could just as much. Yeah. I hate to say.
If Fermin's going to be your everyday guy, you know.
Right. Why waste $7 million on a backup?
You could just let Campy be your backup at that point.
And either that or Pivetta pays Diaz the $7 million for his personal catcher.
Well, shoot, he was only getting $1 million this year. Yeah, he ain't going to want to give him $7
million. He wouldn't be able to afford that. Campusano, are they going to try it one more time, Tony, or do they try to find somebody to take him?
I don't think
it's
you need to now.
It's incredible how good he was in the AAA thing.
I think you let him come in as your backup. Okay. You're not going to have to pay him anything. He's still under team control. Okay. And so,
and when I go to his name on SpotTrack, it says his status is buried. I don't even know what the heck that means.
Well, the other thing is, does he
buried behind Diaz and for me?
But he was a backup catcher. He'd actually have to catch, and I still wonder if they even trust him to do that.
He's got three more years of arbitration.
I don't think the problem was catching, honestly. I think the bigger problem was he wasn't hitting at all.
Well, we know that.
Yeah, so, I mean.
All right, first base, O'Hearn, Arise, both are straight-up free agents?
Yep, straight-up free agents, okay. Unrestricted free agents. Manny apparently has said Ryan O'Hearn is a favorite of his, so.
Well, I think O'Hearn is the favorite of everybody in this
Manny
contest.
Manny made a point to say, we cut payroll, and, you know, we still got to this point, and I'd love to see us figure out a way to bring some of these guys back.
For sure.
I assume he
shot across the bow. Right.
And he said Ryan O'Hearn's name by name.
That's a good guy to have say your name.
Uh-huh.
If you're
for
Ryan
sure.
O'Hearn. By the way, Tony, I've taken every bullet I can for Luis Arise, so much so that I've been in basically an ICU the last 2 months of the season.
You got a bulletproof vest yet?
Right. But I couldn't take one for him on the assuming Swanson would catch the ball play. Some people are feeling quite a bit type of way about that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what to say about it because we should all know better that you can't predict something. You have to be running there. Anyway, I don't want to drag this through the mud
again, but we were all mad at Luis for that. To me, it's just keep that same energy. You think that's the first time that he did that this year?
No.
Do you think that's the first time? If they do that all the time. They assume that the line drive they hit at right is somebody's caught. And, you know, it's obviously under a magnifying glass come postseason.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's blaming the loss on that.
Just be in your feelings.
Well, we hit both sides of it because we did say that Arise did have an excellent defensive game yesterday and also many others. Second base.
Wait, let's go back to him. Oh, I mean, he's getting.
Arise O'Hearn. I don't think Arise is coming back.
Yeah. Arise is making $14 million this last year. He's projected for another $14 million a year.
If you could guarantee him hitting 340, then I would love to have him, but I don't know.
He never hit 340, though.
Well, I'm. Chris jumping it up a little bit.
Okay.
I guess if he's a batting title guy.
I honestly hope you guys all get what you want, honestly.
That he's gone. And that we miss him?
No. I don't hope that you miss him. If he's gone, he's gone.
Well, don't say you guys, Tony. Remember,
I'm not talking about you two.
You're talking about
everybody who wants him gone. I hope they get what they want.
All right, Cronenworth, Machado, Bogarts. All three are under long-term contracts.
Yes. Going nowhere.
Very unlikely. Iglesias, you said, is a free agent.
He is a free agent.
But that's not a big, you know, needle mover.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to either get him or somebody else to back up. So it seems to me he'd be just as good a choice as anybody. His defense is so fun to watch. Laureano in left is good.
He is a team option for $6.5 million.
I can't believe they would pass on that.
No, I would love him to come back.
Right.
Hope
Maryland
you guys
Tatis
all feel the same
good.
Way.
They all do. So
yes, everybody feels the same way about Laureano
for now.
Okay. Gavin Sheets. What's his story?
He's under He's under control for a little bit, so he's at least through the next two seasons.
Great year for Gavin, no doubt.
And we got to assume that he's going to get better, right? I guess you just said the word assume.
I think
assume.
It's year to year.
You just
in
said
baseball.
The word assume.
Have you not learned anything about baseball the last 3 years?
I know. Every year it takes
Every
on a life
year
of its
we got to do this whole thing. We we start making predictions. And,
I know. And then, I'm already doing it. Yeah, it's literally the day after the season ended.
You were making a prediction as the ball was settling into PCA's glove yesterday.
Gavin Sheets, unrestricted free agent in 2028. So 2 more years with him.
Good. All right. Starters, Pivetta. He has money, right?
Well, no, he's getting 20.5.
Yeah, it bumps up from already, 1 million to 20 million.
Oh. All right, so he can't afford...
That was the reason the deal was so good for the Padres this year.
Well, he can afford to pay Diaz then next
year. Yeah, maybe he can give up some of that seven.
All right, Ceesay King. Do we all think that if there's one of the two kept, it'll be King? Or do we think maybe there's a chance that two of the two are kept?
Let's preface it with King has a mutual team option for $15 million. So if the team wants out, I believe the buyout is 3.75. King said yesterday he is going to talk all the things. He loves San Diego, but he's not sure what he's going to do yet, which
that's smart
means
to
that
say.
He's gone.
It's, no,
does
it's not.
That mean that?
It means he's gone. Do you guys think that Michael King, and I know that I've already asked this question, I know I've already been told no, do you think that he torpedoed a little bit of his value this year just because he wasn't available to pitch and no one got to see a full season from
him? I don't think so, because I think people who pay tend to remember the high moments.
Okay. I think if anything, I don't know that it torpedoed it by not being out there. Maybe there may be some hesitation now because it was a shoulder that he was missing for.
Right. But he might be worried he's not healthy.
Right. But I doubt it.
All right, we got to move along. Not to speed anybody up, but only a couple minutes left to get to everybody. Darvish, we said it's going to be up to him, really. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter what we think.
As it
taking
should.
A pay cut, though.
Don't forget, Musgrove is back. That's a big deal.
20 mil.
And
that might be the silver lining in this whole thing, right? Is that because if the Padres advanced, he would have 100% pressed to be out there pitching.
No, he's ready, Joe.
I don't know if he's ready.
He would have wanted to pitch in the Milwaukee series?
He would have wanted to try to pitch at the end of that series and certainly in the NLCS.
Wow, okay.
So, you know.
Nestor Cortez and
free agent.
J.P. Sears.
J.P. Sears under team control. Nestor Cortez, free agent.
All right, and then quickly in the bullpen, Suarez, free agent.
Sorry. Player option.
Player option.
So he could say, I want to stay here and take $8 million, but he's not.
Yeah,
just let the league insane.
He's probably going to go elsewhere. Mason Miller, we feel good about him anyway.
He's through 2030.
We got Estrada. We also have Morejon.
Hey, shout out to Jeremiah Estrada yesterday.
We gave him a shout.
He came in and had a big marble moment.
I was a little nervous about that move, but I didn't know where they had to
go. They didn't have nowhere else to go.
Morejon also gave you a whole nother inning on top of everything else he gave you.
One more arbitration year for him. Yeah.
Okay, but anyway, Miller, Estrada, Morejon, and Jason Adam are all coming back unless there's a trade.
Correct.
That's got to make you feel cozy in the bullpen.
Yes.
Beyond the David Morgans and the Brad Glayrod, you know, and whoever else you want to drum up.
How about Brad Glay and David coming on?
Yeah, so they're going to be good there. All right, we mentioned manager Mike Shield, GM AJ Preller. We've talked a lot about whether they're coming back. They get 3 votes from all of us, I think.
Yeah.
Right down the line. You can make a change if you want with AJ, but I don't. Be careful what you wish for. You could say, well, he hasn't won the championship. Okay, well, neither did AJ Smith with the Chargers. But the day they got rid of him, they became terrible. So was that better than, you know, being 14-2 and, you know, losing a playoff game? I don't know. I was always more of an A.J. Smith fan than a lot of other people out there.
One of the greatest nicknames, I think Bernie Wilson gave it to him,
the Lord of No Rings, and it followed him everywhere.
Let me tell you, Bernie's one of the top, whatever you want to call those type of deals.
Snarky?
he's at the top of the list. He got some good ones for you.
Bernie Wilson, A.P.
Lord of No Rings.
Yeah, he and A.J. Smith clashed.
They used to have, I'm sure.
And then they would clash, and then Bernie and I'd be sitting in the media room, and he'd go about 25 minutes straight on how A.J. Smith drove him crazy. And I'd go, okay. Bernie. All right, everybody have a good weekend. You know, maybe even stay away from sports other than the Aztec game tonight.
Wait, we got breaking news.
No way.
The Rangers hired Skip Schumacher.
What?
Yeah.
No so, way.
There you go. It's official.
According
to Jeff
that
Passan.
That's probably going to happen.
Well, I mean, it happened.
Yes, it did happen.
All right, now that you got that, watch the Aztec game tonight.
I won't be watching any baseball for a while.
So. Yeah, take the weekend off from baseball for sure. And we'll see you Monday. We'll
I have a softball game over the weekend, Tony. You can come watch.
No, thank you.
We'll tell you what happened in the baseball playoffs on Monday. See you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.